this is the vampire information show number 8. The Rothschild alien, which specially bred bodies so it can install itself in there, producing a human with vitiated or almost non-existent soul, is the product of a breeding line which goes back to Egypt when the alien from Sirius downloaded itself into the Egyptian pharaoh and the Egyptian priesthood. This bloodline can be seen in Obama, who of course is a complete biological recreation, either a clone or some sort of biological modification of a egg sperm in some top secret US military laboratory. He looks like the Pharaoh Aton, who destroyed Egypt when he made all the Egyptians worship the Jewish god of chaos evil. His wife is the spitting image of his mother, the Pharaoh's mother, and the children, of course, look like Aton's brother and sister. Now, of course, we know that David Icke talked about walk-ins. He called them reptilians, and he got an immense amount of negative feedback from the Western police state. This shows how terrified they were, in that the NSA's policy on biggest secrets is to ignore them and go after the messenger. This comes from a top-level NSA executive who gave an interview on Russia Today. You can see it online if you go to Russia Today, where he said that the NSA secretly monitor every single aspect of US citizens, and instead of fighting external threats, they see the general population as the threat. So they're collecting and monitoring 24/7 the American population, and of course they've got NSA death squads that go around killing Americans secretly, and they've got the American police who go around tasering and killing people publicly. Of course, David Icke's message, which was that the Rothschilds, the British royal family, the black noble families of Europe are all possessed by reptiloids, was not ignored by the NSA, but in fact the message was attacked with extreme malevolence. And then we had, of course, the Judas Evil Walking Satanists attacking David Icke and calling him anti-Semitic because he was talking about reptiloids, which shows that the Jews are possessed by reptiloids. We're not saying all the Jews, not your normal Jew in a US shopping mall, but at least a large proportion of the ruling class of Jews in Israel, Netanyahu and Lieberman and the rest, and of course all the Jewish bankers in America who are raping you and then forcing you to pay them for raping you, and then forcing you to give them fellatio after they've raped you. These, of course, are all possessed by these aliens that have these interdimensional extraterrestrials that are actually body-possessing parasites. And, of course, we know that since they've gone after the David-like message, this, of course, is something simply that they can't stand, and they've broken their own protocols, which was never attack the message, always attack the messenger. We also know that the NSA are absolutely apoplectic that the Albert Pike diktat from these Judas Evil Walking Satanist alien Rothschilds, the plan to have World War III and bring in the One World Government, in fact has been made public by loads of people, but explained in detail by myself on the Jeff Rentsch Show. I'll be explaining it again this week on the Rentsch Show. This, of course, has been attacked as a hoax, which goes against NSA policy, where the message is studiously ignored and the messenger is actually attacked. So it shows that this is the plan of the Judas Evil Walking Satanists to start a war between the Zionists and the Muslims, basically a war between Iran and the West, and then of course broaden it to attack China and Russia and North Korea and have such a nuclear holocaust that all nuclear weapons have to be given to the Rothschild Jew alien that runs the UN, and all powers must go to a Rothschild Jew alien race that has actually taken over the Rothschilds, the British royal family, and the black noble families. Now, if you're a non-bred human body, then of course it takes a lot of time to destroy your soul so these aliens can walk in and take you over completely. So for example, if you're a George W. Bush or a Tony Blair, you of course need to do the Abramelin ritual, which is a long 6 month black magic ritual to destroy your soul so the Rothschild Judas Evil Walking Satanist alien can take over your body. This of course has been done with Tony Blair, and as we know with George W. Bush, he started the ritual with a skull and crossbones sect cult that he joined in college, and everyone who's joined that cult in college in fact has destroyed their soul and become a walking body for these aliens. Now, to look at it easily, you can think of the human body as a car, and the biophysical body, the soul, spirit, wedded together, as the driver. In the black race, the black has a very weak biophysical soul and spirit, and that's the biophysical frequency is very low, which means the intelligence of the average Negro is very low, 40, 50, 60, round about that. Then we have the whites, Caucasian. They, of course, have got an IQ of about 100, and they're not easily kicked out of the car, and the alien can take control of the car. So, of course, they have to go through special rituals to allow them to be kicked out of the car so the alien can take control of the car, which, of course, is their physical body. This is the whole purpose of the Freemasonic temples, where the great and the good of the West go and have their soul vivisected so the Judas Evil Walking Satanists can take them over in Freemasonic temples. That's the only purpose of Freemasonic temples for the normal run-of-the-mill Freemason. They don't know it's been done to them, but it is, because they're doing these Kabbalistic satanic rituals which of their own free will are destroying their biophysical bodies so they can be possessed totally. The average man in the street, of course, is not possessed totally. They're like a driver with an alien carjacker next to them with a gun to their head, and of course this thing which is installed in the normal human white actually gets them to do everything the alien wants out of fear. So you can see the whole of the white race's culture is based upon pure fear. We have a total police state in the white Caucasians' civilization, NSA, CIA, GCHQ, MI5, MI6, the French and German and other European secret police forces, total monitoring of everything they do, and of course race hate laws which protect the Judas Evil Walking Satanist race from being lynched, because all the Jewish bankers, of course, if the whites weren't possessed, would be hanging from lampposts because they are thieves that have destroyed the white culture. And of course the Scottish Rite Freemason Satanists who run the British banks would all be hanging from lampposts because of course they have ruined the British civilization. But of course they're not, because the white population is possessed. And of course we then come to the other species of humanity, the Chinese. These of course were possessed by the Satanist Rothschild Jew, but then they kicked out the Jewless Evil Walking Satanists under Mao, and the Chinese race had a cultural revolution where they actually slaughtered all the Freemasonic dogs who actually were installed in their society, and demolished the Freemasonic hardware system in their country, which actually allowed possession, which we'll talk about in a minute. And this meant that the Chinese race liberated themselves from the Jews, and in fact they are now like drivers driving their own car with these aliens not in the car but pointing rifles at the car, trying to get the Chinese driver to do what the alien wants them to do. So with the Chinese race, the installation is external, it's coming from America and NATO, and of course the Chinese are under threat of death by the alien Rothschild Jew if they don't do what they're told. But in fact theirs is the only society not totally ruled by the Rothschild Jew Satanist alien. Now of course you might look at the whole basis of human civilization as a possession technology, a race taken over by possession technology. Now let's look at how the Rothschild Jew alien, which originally came from Sirius using the Sphinx psychotronic generators as the initial Stargate. These things aren't physical, they're actually either dark energy matter, if the the symbol in front of their energy body is I, the square root of minus one, or their strange energy matter beings, if the symbol is minus I, or their chaotic energy beings like the satanic Jew demons, if there's a fractal in front of the equation for their biophysical body. As you can see, this is all mathematical physics, which is kept from the scientist dog of the West, who's not allowed to do anything outside the box. These aliens take possession of a human body by disconnecting the biophysical body from the physical body. I learned all about this when I left university and joined up with the 007 Dr. D MI6 occult warfare branch of the British Secret Service. The figurehead, the public image, the magus, who was the public face of this group, was a guy called Colin Bloy, who was educated in the classics, had gone to public school, worked for the military intelligence, and of course was using the New Age movement, which at the time in 81 was burgeoning, as the power source for this possession technology, not to take over the Rothschilds or the royal family, but actually to start increasing the possession technology to influence and further take over the British population. At the time we had the miners' strike, and the miners under Arthur Scargill were rioting all across the land, and the police and MI5 were having open battles in the streets of Britain with the miners. And of course it was decided by the Rothschilds that the British population had to be turned from rebellious serfs into the so-called Obots, the so-called Obama type mindless automaton, which we find now as the British public. First of all, we have the technology. We first of all have to disconnect the biophysical body, which in common parlance to you is the soul and spirit, That's the, it's called the astral, etheric. All of these are aspects of the biophysical body. Had to be disconnected from the physical body, and this is done by rotating the biophysical body upside down. Now, of course, this is done by Enochian magic, which was given to the British Secret Service under Dr. D. Dr. D was the magus. He had a super psychic who used a crystal ball, hence psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators made out of crystal are the key to all technology. Any psychotronic generator made out of anything else, in fact, is doesn't work. As the Russians found out, their entire $500 million a year 80s psychic warfare program was completely trashed by Colin Bloy and Tim Riefat using the stone silicon dioxide Freemasonic psychotronic generator network. So if you buy any electronic psychotronic generator on the internet, you're wasting your time. The only ones worth buying are the Tim Riefat trademark psychotronic generators made out of quartz crystals. Now, of course, the checkerboard was given to Dr. D and his psychic, who talked to these aliens called Enochian angels using a crystal ball psychotronic generator in order to boost the psychic powers of the super psychic, who actually communed with the Enochian angels, who then gave the information to the magus, who of course wasn't a psychic. Now, of course, Colin Bloy came across me. I was a super psychic, and I fitted the bill, and he thought he could use me as a scapegoat so any negative blowback could be downloaded into me. Unfortunately for him, and MI6's occult branch, I was a scanner, a telepath, who actually had blocked out conscious telepathic scanning of other people's minds, because of course it would drive any child mad. But of course I had full scanning of everyone around me on the subconscious level, and then it slowly filters into my conscious over a period of time. This means that unlike all the normal telepaths who are in psychiatric hospitals hearing voices in their head, I don't hear voices in my head. I just get downloads of the stuff I've scanned from my subconscious being uploaded into my conscious at the requisite time. You can develop this capability in yourself if you buy remote viewing and sensing for managers, which is available, I think, on Amazon.com as back issues. And of course, this technology only works if you've got a psychotronic generator crystal, which actually raises your energy level to the point where you can initiate this technology. So think of it rather like the Forbidden Planet film, where the scientist there has to use the alien race's Krell machine to raise his intelligence to a basal level in order for him to then use the psychotronic generator, which is the entire planet that has been made out of. Similarly, if you're going to have a scanning capability for military use or any bioinformational warfare applications, you need a psychotronic generator crystal, which has been created and made by Tim Riefat, to get you to the starting position where you can start to use the protocols. I've actually made the psychotronic generator tamper-proof, so if it's stolen by the NSA or MI5, it has the opposite effect on their operators. So the Americans, who've spent billions on a Black Manhattan project trying to use stolen crystals from me in order to boost their psychic warfare capability, have done nothing but devolve their best psychics to dog-like torture bitches who act as my scapegoats. So in fact, this technology is all about sequestration, and only Tim Riefat has control of the technology, and anyone else who tries to steal it, like the American corporations, just of course destroys their population, their psychic warfare operators, and allows me to install my sequestration programs into the Pentagon bitches who are now running my sequestration technology. Anyway, back to the beginning. Colin Bloy was getting all the New Age movement from around the world to pour their energy into the Brighton Fountain. Now, what's special about fountains? In occult terminology, a fountain is a gateway to the underworld, an underworld to the dark energy matter, unclean spirits that possess humanity. So he was actually powering these unclean spirits with the New Age movement's energy. And of course, the unclean spirits, which of course have got dark energy matter, were then able to pour their energy out of the fountain back into the bitches of the New Age movement. And of course, the church, which was used to initiate the ritual, had no steeple, and of course had a north-facing altar, so it was a satanic temple. And this church, St. Bartholomew's in Brighton, was actually used as the generator, the psychotronic generator, like the Sphinx, to allow the upload of unclean spirits into the British population. Now, why is it that these stone buildings are used as psychotronic generators for possession technology? Well, first of all, they contain loads and loads of stone. Stone has got loads and loads of hyperinfinity, which can actually decollapse the quantum wave function of the target and recollapse it into the possessed form of the target. Secondly, if you look at complex number theory, any three space, that's a three-dimensional object, like a church, is, in mathematical complex number theory, identical to I, the square root of minus one. And I, of course, is the number in front of the biophysical body of a dark energy matter alien. So in order for possession, you must have a three-space psychotronic generator to produce the I in order to initiate the possession technology. So St. Bartholomew's acted as the psychotronic generator for the initiation of the possession technology. And of course, the fountain acted as the stargate to the unclean spirits world, the dark energy matter spirits world, to allow them out of their realm into our realm. Then of course, the energy from the unclean spirits world was quantum superimposed with the energy from the New Age movement to produce the checkerboard, the white checkerboard. Going back to complex number theory, you might get bored by the mathematics, but in fact this is a science of bioinformational warfare, and we're looking now at the secret 007 MI6 occult warfare possession technology, which is used for bioinformational warfare. The checkerboard, which was produced and started being manifest around the fountain, consists of white and black squares. Now in complex number theory, a square produces rotation, Lorentz rotation, if you want to be didactic. This white square is quantum superimposed over the New Age bitches who are supplying the energy. This causes rotation of their biophysical body away from its connection with the brain, turns it upside down into the hanged man position, the hanged man of the tarot card, which of course then completely disconnects the biophysical body, the soul and spirit, from the physical body. The black square then rotates the unclean spirit, the Judas evil walking Satanist, from the unclean spirit world through 180 degrees until it is upright and then connects with the brain in order to possess the physical body. And of course, the psychotronic generator, St. Bartholomew's, which produces the eye, enables the whole process, because in complex number theory, eye is rotation by 90 degrees. So in fact, when you've got two checkerboards, you're rotating by 180 degrees. 180 degrees down to totally disconnect the human from its body, human soul and spirit from its body, and 180 degrees to move the Judas evil walking Satanist alien into the human body. And of course, I must be applied because these things live in another dimension, and you've got to rotate the Earth's dimension by eye in order to access their dimension. Then, of course, we then poured more and more of this New Age movement energy from America and Europe into the fountain. We got the New Age bitches to connect the fountain to all the power spots around the planet, all across America, all across Europe, all across Australia. And, of course, this then allowed the possession technology to take control of the Western race. So basically you can think of all the Westerners in their cars getting kicked out of their cars and the alien taking control of the car and driving the car. So that was basically the technology we applied using this checkerboard technology. And then as it progressed, as the checkerboard went up the ley line from Brighton to London and then spread out via the other power points which were connected to the Brighton Fountain, as it spread around the West, then we started getting the production of the 12 bar line. This is basically ley lines which are split into 12. Why? Well, this of course is the manifestation process when the possession process has grounded itself, and we get 12 lines going up the ley line. So instead of being just an energy flow like a river, it splits into 12 black energy lines. This of course comes from the Fibonacci series, because the 12th term of the Fibonacci series, 144, is the only square, 12 squares of the Fibonacci series. And the Fibonacci series describes spirals, which of course is what the squares produce, rotation. And of course this 12 bar line then totally manifests the technology. And once we have three 12 bar lines, we then have the ability for the I, the minus I, and the fractal alien to possess the human bitches. So this was the technology Colin and I worked on. We then expanded it to attack the Soviet Union, which of course was totally run by Jews. We had the Jew, Marx, who gave the meme to the Jew Lenin, who was fighting the Jew Trotsky. We had the Menshevik party and the Bolshevik parties, both Jew-run installations that upset the Tsar. We had a vicious power battle between the Bolsheviks, led by Lenin, and the Mensheviks, which of course is the Labour Party, which links up with the Jew New Band. Trotsky ran the Labour Party, the Menshevik Party, and then of course Stalin took over when Lenin died of syphilis, I think, because all these Jew scum vermin are sexual perverts. These Judas evil walking Satanists, not your normal Jew in the shopping mall. And of course Lenin decided that he didn't want to be the slave of the Judas evil walking Satanists in London. He wanted to be king of the castle and took over complete control of the USSR instead of giving complete dominion to the Rothschilds in London. And of course after that the USSR went off reservation, and it was only with the installation of the Judas evil walking Satanist Gorbachev, who was programmed as a Judas evil walking Satanist obot when he went to America, like Yeltsin did, for New Age retreats, where he was completely reprogrammed by these Judas evil walking Satanists. It was only then that it was able to take over the Soviet Union. Now, in fact, to weaken the Soviet Union, the soul and the body of the Soviet, had the link between them had to be weakened. Now, of course, the checkerboard could be spread across the Soviet Union via old Freemasonic temples, but that was quite a weak effect, in that unlike the West, the Freemasons in Russia were not in complete control. So, of course, we had to weaken the Soviet body-soul connection. This was done by the Judas evil walking Satanist entities taking possession of the Russians in the Ukraine who were running Chernobyl and causing a meltdown. This cloud of radioactive material which floated over Ukraine, Belarus and Russia, basically the radioactive material spins anti-clockwise, and this material weakens the bond between the body and the soul and allows the anti-clockwise Judas evil walking Satanist aliens easier installation. And of course this then allowed us to use the weaker checkerboard which we could push into the Soviet Union, because Colin Bloyd traveled to Russia to actually install it. It allowed us to completely cut the Soviet from his body and install the Judas evil walking Satanist unclean spirit to cause the Soviet Union to do what we wanted, which was to collapse and to become the bitch of the West and to sell off all its resources to the Rothschild Jew that basically run Russia now, because all the oligarchs basically were funded and run by the Rothschild Institute and they own Russia now. And we've got the Jew Medvedev, who actually runs the Russian political party that's in power. It's only Putin and the Stavka who are non-Jews, who in fact, because of these sort of shows, are becoming aware of the technology that was used to destroy the Soviet Union. Bioinformational warfare, 007, MI6, occult branch, possession technology, based on Enochian magic and Abramelin rituals and Goetic magic. Goetias are a whole branch of demons which are used to possess the bitch after the checkerboard is used to cut them off from their soul. Now, of course, they then tried to use the technology to take over China. By this time, I'd worked out that they were never going to pay me and decided that I was going to take over the system and screw them, so I blocked the use of this technology to take over China. So Tiananmen Square blew up in the face of the Rothschild Jew. So the MI6 and CIA were shaking their heads, not understanding why the balkanization of China didn't work. Basically, as the super psychic, I took over super user status of the whole technology. And of course, I only got complete control of the technology in 2003 when Colin Bloy died from the poison I was pumping into him via this bioinformational warfare, toxic waste from my subliming process, which poisoned the installation in Bloy, killed him, and then I became complete master of the West's occult technology. Now, of course, the West is desperate to take over China, which is basically the only free branch of humanity on the planet. And of course, they're trying to use this technology again, even though they know I've got complete control of it. Why? Because the British are pig ignorant and stupid and totally sequestered by my technology. Now, they're trying to reapply this technology using the Olympics, so we can see the Olympics as a way of getting bitches to give loads of energy, not via the New Age movement, but via watching and worshipping the jocks, who are the prime pinnacles of human development in the human morons pantheon of heroes, these idiots who run around tracks and waste their time throwing javelins or swimming up and down a swimming pool or riding bikes around a circuit, basically hamsters going on their little hamster ring in their cages. That's basically what a athlete is, a hamster in his cage running around his little hamster ring. These idiots supply the male energy, the neo energy, to try and block off the Amalek sequestration energy, which we explained in the first show, and the billions that watch the Olympics act as the suppliers of the white checkerboard square energy. And of course, we had the satanic Judas evil walk-in Satanist Elizabeth Thal opening up a gateway to the underworld via going from the spring, which issues into the Thames, her thousand boats that were actually opening up the gateway into the unclean spirit world by actually broadcasting on television the thousand boats. The thousand stands for the third level of the Kabbalistic tree, the level of archdemons. So they're trying to build a new creation, the creation of archdemonic Zion. And of course, the spring is like the Brighton Fountain, which acts as the stargate for the dark energy matter to produce the dark square. And of course, we know from Castaneda, if you read Castaneda's The Fire from Within, that you can actually bring unclean spirits through water by putting a mirror which is sealed around the edges so it's totally waterproof, into a river, and then if you stare into the mirror in the river, your attention, your energy can be used to bring the unclean spirit into the river. This is exactly what the Satanists, the unclean spirits, used with the river. And of course, instead of having a mirror in the water, they had a television screen, a television mirror, which was broadcast at the river in order to bring the unclean spirit through the Thames spring and through the river, through your television screen, into you. So all the people who watched the Thames Armada, which went from the west, which is the position of the unclean spirits, to the east, which is the position of God, were actually further possessed by the unclean spirits. So in fact, they were generating the checkerboard, which of course has to now be broadcast at China, so it's coming from the west to the east where China is. So that's why the boats went down there. And of course, in Egyptian occultism, the boats are held up by the amphibians, that's Amalek and his ilk. So in fact, they were trying to chain up Amalek, who always destroys the Jew Zion creation. And of course, we need a psychotronic generator. In the installation of these unclean spirits into humanity, we had the Sphinx with the MI6 occult branch, Cold War winning bioinformational warfare possession technology. We had St. Bartholomew's in Brighton, and with the Zion conquest of the world, Albert Pike occult warfare possession technology, which is trying to be used on China, and also on Putin and the Stavka, who are not fully possessed Jew bitches. We have something called the Shard. This is a thousand foot, which links up with a thousand boats on the Thames, psychotronic generator, which looks like a quartz crystal. This has a 34-acre base, where they've actually tried to bury a 34 BSI engine stolen from Tim Riefat via the post. This, of course, little did they realize, was actually sequestration energy. So of their own free will, the British bitches have built a 1,000-foot psychotronic generator for me to possess the Pentagon bitches and the NATO bitches as my torture toys. But that's by the by. So the Shard can be thought of as the eye generator, the psychotronic generator, in order to allow installation of the unclean spirits from their dimension into ours. And the checkerboard then has to be broadcast into China. This is a bit of a problem, in that Freemasonic temples aren't the norm in China. the Chinese, unlike the British scum and the Russians, of course, who've got their Freemasonic temples, don't have the great and the good going to Freemasonic temples. They, in fact, join the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party, which, of course, is Han Chinese. So, of course, they had to install a psychotronic generator in Beijing in order to broadcast this possession technology into Beijing. And, of course, they had a Satanist architect, a chink, who's the leading dissident, building the Bird's Nest Stadium in Beijing. Bird's Nest stands for the torture hell that male good shepherds are put into for all eternity to be tortured. If you want to know about more about Bird's Nest, torture hells, where all the sins of the Jew are downloaded so the Jew can live an absolute luxury in this world, look in mindovermatter.ru on the supernaturalspirit.com pages, and you'll see the Bird's Nest is the place where the male who has raised his frequency has advanced, which of course are the Han Chinese males, are actually put and accept the toxic waste of the Jew in order that the Jew can build Zion and take over the world. So the Bird's Nest stadium in Beijing is the psychotronic generator which downloads this checkerboard and 12-bar line possession technology into Beijing, and then hence spreads it over China. This, of course, was done 2008. Eight stands for Amalek. Amalek is the entity that always destroys the Jew creation. And, of course, they had to link it up with Russia, because Russia, under Putin and the Stavka, hasn't allowed the Jewized oligarchs to completely take control of the military. So, of course, they had the Jew Georgian, Saakashvili, to invade Russia on the 8th of the 8th, 2008, in order to bring the energy from the Bird's Nest into the south of Russia. And remember, the south is the position where you put the bitch when you do your satanic ritual. And of course, Putin was in Russia watching the Olympics and then had to fly to Georgia. So in fact, you can see that Putin was then involved in linking the Bird's Nest Stadium to the south of Russia, which then allows the checkerboard to multiply from Georgia into Russia. And of course, they had to build psychotronic generators in Georgia in order to initiate this. And that's why the Americans built billions of dollars of special buildings in Georgia to generate this checkerboard into Russia under the guise of 100-bed hospitals, which were specially designed Freemasonic temples to generate the checkerboard into Russia. 100-bed hospitals, 10 squared, the square, and of course, all over Georgia, you've got these special Freemasonic eye generators which are generating the checkerboard into Russia, all there in Georgia. And of course, they stir up and possess the Muslims in the Caucasus. And of course, the Muslims in the Caucasus are possessed by Judas evil walking Satanist bitches. And of course, these then bring the demise of Russia by releasing dirty bombs in Moscow, blah, blah, blah. So you can actually see how the technology works. Now, of course, the Chinese had a strong bond between their body and their biophysical body. So, of course, they had to be covered with radioactive material, the same as Chernobyl, which, of course, in occult terminology was called wormwood. Remember, the worm is the insectile installation, the worm that burrows into your brain. And, of course, wood stands for the lowest two dimensions of the dark energy matter realm, which link up with the chaos energy realm. And, of course, these lowest two dimensions of the seven dimensions of dark energy matter are where the archons, these Jew evil-walking Satanists come from. And of course, to produce Wormwood Part 2, we had to have something called Fukushima. And Fukushima then spread clouds of anti-clockwise radiation over China and Siberia in order to install, to weaken the unclean spirit physical body installation process, because basically the biophysical body of the Chinese was too strong, so they had to be poisoned with radiation from Fukushima in order to damage their biophysical body, so the Judas Evil Walking Satanist could be installed via the Bird's Nest stadium in Beijing, which is a carefully constructed psychotronic generator, not only to cause rotation, but actually to act as an eye installation as well, a virtual eye installation. So you can think of these amphitheaters, which can be closed up to produce eye and then opened up to produce rotation, a bit like Wembley Stadium and the NFL stadiums, are all advanced Freemasonic possession technology generators. Now, of course, this wasn't probably enough for installation of Judas Evil Walking Satanist into the Chinese High Command. So what the satanic Pentagon bitches did was to design a machine that cut off the soul from the physical body. Now, if you watched the film The Golden Compass, in which you see a reality where the physical body has a soul, but the soul actually appears as an animal and is actually physical, this Golden Compass film has in it a machine which the Satanists developed in order to cut the soul from the physical body. This machine has been designed by the satanic Pentagon vermin, the DARPA people, and of course is the terahertz scanning machine, which you're finding installed at airports, which cuts your physical body from your soul. And of course, why does this work? Well, if you look at radio waves, they diffract around your body, but strangely enough, they found terahertz waves actually make your body transparent. Now, if you look at Kaluza's theory, you'll see that gravity in the fifth dimension is light. So if you can find an electromagnetic radiation that makes your physical body go transparent, this actually then is the node, the resonant frequency of your physical, biophysical body. Think of when you were playing with a skipping rope. You had your friend on the other end, and you then swung the skipping rope up and down until you got a loop. So you can think of the node as the position of holding it, and the antinode as the big lumpy bit up the top. And if you can find the node of the connection between the physical and biophysical body, think of it the skipping rope, you can then start to apply energy to the skipping rope, which is the link, the golden cord, which occultists call linking, or the silver cord, sorry, the silver cord between the biophysical and the physical body. If you can start applying energy to the node, which of course happens when the physical body goes transparent under electromagnetic radiation, which of course was the special crystals developed for the terahertz scanners, you can then start pumping energy, massive bursts of terahertz energy, into the link, the silver cord, and snap it. Because imagine a skipping rope that goes up and down to the point where it's just going so fast, it snaps. And this is what the terahertz scanners do at airports. And so basically they cut all the bitches who've gone through the machine's physical body from their biophysical body, so that they can be totally possessed at will. So instead of doing a 6-month long Tony Blair Abramelin ritual, you just need to go to the airport and get a terahertz scanner fired at you, and this will cut you from your soul and spirit. allowing you then just to become a torture beast, a piece of wetware totally possessed by either Judas Evil Walking Satanists or the new evolution of humanity, which is the vampire, the gods which rules the wetware dog and the Judas Evil Satanist. And of course they had to get the Chinese diplomats to be hit with this terahertz technology. And remember, the high command of the Chinese flies around, the president and prime minister, etc. So then they can be cut from their biophysical body by the terahertz scanner. And of course then the Beijing Bird's Nest installation program will then work on the people who've been terahertzed by the American Satanists at their airports, and that then means that we can get the new Gorbachevs, the new Gorbachev Judas Evil Walking Satanist installation into the Chinese president, prime minister, and all the great and the good in China who've been exposed to the American satanic soul splitter energy
by traveling to America. And they then are fully possessed by the Beijing Bird's Nest psychotronic generator. And in America, they're possessed by the Freemasonic checkerboard line technology, which is all over America. So we now have the Gorbachev possessed Chinese leadership, which then can replicate the fall of the Soviet Union. And of course, then totally destroy China by balkanization, and enable the complete conquest of the world by the Jew-scum Satanist Rothschild alien from Sirius. Now, of course, this would have worked, but Tim Rifat, the great Lord Vampire, has total control over the checkerboard sequestration psychotronic generator technology, and has the master crystal, and has complete super-user control over this technology. So what the great Lord Vampire has done has been to get the Judas Evil Walking Satanist aliens to build up this giant Zion possession technology, and instead of putting the Judas Evil Walking Satanist bitches into the human bodies of the wetware, in fact he's actually created special tulpas, special sequestration entities, which are produced by the Shard psychotronic generator in London, and by the human bitches who are actually pumping the energy into the Olympics and have actually watched the Thames Diamond Jubilee. We've actually got the energy there used to produce the sequestration tulpa, which of course takes over any wetware that are exposed to this technology. And of course, these new Jain technology, Edomic world technology, sequestration tulpas. A tulpa, to explain to someone who hasn't read Mind Over Matter, the RU website, the Buddhist monks who were into occult bioinformational warfare used to, in their mind's eye, create a human form. And then they pumped their awareness. They spent years concentrating on this human form in order to produce it. Now, eventually it became real, and became so real that it could actually pick up things, and eventually it got out of the control of the monk, because of course it got independent thought, and away it went. And of course this tulpa, which has gone into the Pentagon generals, the Western population, as a special dispensation to the Chinese. I've just blocked the sequestration of the Chinese because, of course, the Bird's Nest psychotronic generator won't work, because, of course, I have complete control of the system. So the Chinese are blocked from being possessed by the Zion possession technology emanating from London. And of course Chinese diplomats and president can be blocked from terahertz soul body excision via bone generators, which I've dumped into the Chinese in order to protect them. Why? Because they're the only race on the planet not ruled by the filthy Jew. Jew not meaning the Jew in the shopping mall with his yarmulke, desperate to buy things, but the Judas evil walking Satanist bankers, Netanyahu and his murderous Israeli scum vermin, genocidal killers. Those are what I call Judas evil walking Satanists, with the Scottish Rite Freemasons and the royal family and the black noble families and Blair. So in fact, Judas evil walking Satanists can be thought of simply as Satanists, entities that take over human bodies, basically alien invaders that come from Sirius and various other star systems, using possession bioinformational warfare, which is far beyond the ken of the scientist Dog, who works within the box, basically just a bitch of the alien. Now, of course, this tulpa, which is being installed in the Western population and the Pentagon generals as we speak via the Shard in London and the Olympic ritual, I couldn't spend decades concentrating on one image in order to make it real. So what I did, because I use sequestration energy, is get the human population to do it for me. And of course, we need something that the human population has spent decades from childhood concentrating on and wanting to emulate and wanting to become. And we know the Olympics is all about becoming a super jock. Now, of course, who's the most super jockish jock on the planet? What would you choose as the tulpa for the super jock to totally sequester the British royal family Rothschild Zion Olympics? It's obvious, is it not? Who is the most super jockish, super-powered, but super jockish superhero on the planet? Can you think of it? Batman. So, of course, Batman was the archetype, and we know that Batman was created by the Jews, DC Comics, which is owned by the Jew scum. Any non-Judas evil walking Satanist listening who work for DC and are not Satanist-possessed obots, I apologize to. And we know that we then inject into it the Zion Jane Edomic Worlds energy, which came from the blowing up of the Jews in Bulgaria. Bull stands for the golden calf, which the Jewish race worshipped, which of course stands for Amalek. And of course, worship of the bull in Bulgaria allows the full installation of Amalek, this Zion Jane technology, into the Jewish race. You need 7 of them in order to manifest it, and you need 39, because Amalek's number is 13, to install it in the I, minus I, and fractal versions of the Judas evil walking Satanists. So the 39 wounded and dead in Bulgaria allowed the installation of the Edomic World Jane technology into the Batman in order to get a fully Edomic World Batman tulpa that would completely sequester and eat alive any Jewish evil walking Satanist installation, unclean spirit. And of course, we needed the installation of Batman into the Western population via the television screens, via a 9/11 event. And of course, we had the Amalek sequestered killer who went into the Century film complex and shot dead 12 American wetwares in order to produce 12. 12 stands for Hell on Earth for the West, Omega Hells on Earths. And of course, we had 59 casualties, and added up with the 39 Jewish casualties, dead and wounded, and the 12 dead, we get 110, which stands for 10. 10 stands for manifestation, times 11, which stands for death. And of course, we've got our 100th monkey effect, which installs this tulpa into the entire human race. So now this Batman vampire tulpa is in total control of the wetware, which of course were supposed to be controlled by the Zion Ritual from London. So all of you who wish to gain complete control over any of the wetware around you must buy the Batman Vampire, which of course is sold on real-vampire.com, which is on mindovermatter.ru, which then allows you to project your Batman Vampire through your biophysical body into any target, which then automatically builds the tulpa produced by the billions that watch the Olympics, the hundreds of millions that watch the Diamond Jubilee going down the Thames, and the billions who've actually watched Batman films, had Batman comics, and remember, the Batman comics all act as psychotronic generators. The worm in the woods, remember, comics are made from wood pulp, and remember, the worm, of course, is the Batman installation, and of course, we've got the prime Batman psychotronic generator for this service, which is the Batman Vampire series, Batman Vampire it's called, where Batman becomes a vampire. So the Jews, of their own free will at DC Comics, have actually produced the wood, the worm in the wood, which of course is used as the psychotronic generator for the installation of the Batman in the bitch. Of course, we've got the Sphinx, we've got the St. Bartholomew's, we've got the Shard, which of course has now been hijacked by Tim Riefat, and of course we've now got the Shard linked to the wood in the Batman comics in the Batman Vampire in order to allow complete sequestration of all the wetware that have read or seen Batman films to be completely controlled by the Batman Vampire, who can actually project his Batman biophysical vampire body into any target, and when it comes out, it leaves a Batman tulpa to control the wetware. So this, of course, can be seen as the next stage in bioinformational warfare, where the Pentagon bitches, the NATO bitches, and the rest of the Western bitches are just there as wetware obots for the Batman vampire. So of course, any of you who wish to take complete control of humanity, of the wetware of the West, should purchase the Batman vampire. And of course, luckily, the Batman film is shown on a television screen, so it can be thought of as a gateway to the unclean spirits world, basically the inverse of the television screen to the Diamond Jubilee River, and of course that means my Batman tulpas can then go into the unclean spirits world and start to infect all the unclean spirits and eat them alive and totally sequester them as Batman tulpas. This of course is the technology used to bring in the Jane Edomic world, which I talked about in Vampire 7. Vampire 8, of course, 8 stands for Amalek, had to be dedicated to the total sequestration of the wetware by Amalek technology, Edomic world technology. And of course, we know that the Batman films are just a small subset of films, so all the films ever produced have actually been sequestered by this technology. So in fact, the hot tub film, which was used to try and reverse my godhood in 86, has now been fully sequestered. The films, every other film which has been used as a occult ritual to further Zion, has now been fully sequestered by the Edomic ritual. Because remember, the murders in the Century Multiplex movie theaters weren't just running Batman films, but they'd actually been running all loads of other films. And you can think of that multiplex as acting as a three space, as an eye generator. So every movie theater on the planet has been retroactively sequestered. And remember, we've had movies where they go back in time, back to 86, in order to try and stop
and change time in order to block me. So of their own free will, they've been allowing me to go back in time to change the movie theatres across the planet that have actually shown Batman movies turn them into psychotronic generators for my atomic world sequestration. And of course, you can go further back, because all movies have been sequestered by this technology, in order to make every movie theater on the planet a psychotronic generator to produce I, but I not to turn by 90 degrees into the unclean spirits realm, but to turn by 90 degrees into the Adamic worlds, which are the failed Jew creations, in order to allow Amalek and the hordes of Amalek sequestered Jane technology sequestration entities to pour through into the movie cinemas, through the screen, into the bodies and minds of the audiences. So of course the Batman ritual murders in the movie theaters allowed me to take over all the movie theaters and all the movies as sequestration agents for my technology. And as the MK Ultra NSA mind control operations to produce honey traps, assassins, eidetic memory agents, all these multiple personality satanic torture toys, which are used in all the Freemasonic pedophile temples for use by Homeland Security and all the other police officers who are all Freemasonic pedophiles. All of these bodies are now possessed by my Batman Tulpa. So when the children and torture toys are buggered, raped, and force fellatioed and then eaten alive, the Batman Tulpa Edomic World sequestration agent jumps into the Homeland Security pedophile Freemason and actually sequesters the sexual energy in order to possess the sexual energy of the Westerner for sequestration. And we know that every time, according to Castaneda in the Fire from Within, which is a must-read for any vampire, whenever you have sex, that energy is used to create reality or life. So every time that anyone has sex and has actually seen a Batman film, or seen a film, or been in a movie theater, or is a Homeland Security pedophile rapist, this sexual energy is not used to create the satanic Zion, but is used to produce the Adamic world, the world of total hell on earth for the Judas evil walking Satanist, and the sequestration technology for the vampire, and that sexual energy is used to godhoodize, to beatify the vampire, who of course is the new ruler of the West. And it's only the Chinese who have their own free will, haven't given over the race to the Jew. Remember, all the other races have actually signed their souls away to the Jew via the banking system. We know it's only the Chinese and North Koreans, basically, and the Iranians, who haven't signed the contract for complete sequestration. But the rest of the world has actually signed the contract for complete sequestration. So, as I say, if you wish to take advantage of this millennia of technology, which the Rothschild Judas evil walking Satanist alien has been using to take over the planet, but has now been given freely to turn Tim Reifert into the cosmic assassin vampire, and of course the other vampires into king vampires, Edomic kings, and give them the sequestration technology via the Batman vampire, which of course is $600. This energy, of course, all this technology was freely given, so it allows a little non-entity, someone who had no energy, called Tim Reifert, because all this energy is given to him freely by the Rothschilds and the Pentagon and NATO and MI6 and the rest,
and all the unclean spirits and the Jew God. It's allowed him to become the new cosmic assassin god, and allow the complete sequestration of the Jew God and its Jew creation, producing the final solution, Heinrich Himmler's wet dream reality, where the Judas evil walking Satanist is completely sequestered as wetware in order to suffer not only in this life but in the bird's nest for the godhood and ascension of the vampires. And as you can see, I did none of this. The Rothschild Judas evil walking Satanist alien has created this technology, and all I did was just to sequester it and make sure that all the output and all the usage for it came to me and my vampires. So that allowed someone with no power, no access to the system, because Colin Bloy used me as the scapegoat, and I refused it, that allowed me access. And once they killed off Colin Bloy using bioinformational warfare, allowed me to become the sole user of this technology. And with the Zion ritual completed by the Olympics, this gives complete and utter control of the planet to the vampire. And of course, the death force, which makes things 100%, was given to me by the police when they tried to arrest me for throwing nails outside the police station, allegedly. I'd only been out once that week, but of course that allowed me to death touch the police, who were trying to kill me by forcibly jailing and then sectioning me and then torturing me to death in a Tavistock mental hospital. So the death force of the Rothschilds, Cameron, into the police was downloaded into them in order to fully seal the ritual and make it totally and utterly irreversible. So now, of course, all of you vampires who wish to use this technology can see that you don't need to do anything. You can be some little clerk in Idaho. You just buy this technology, and the Rothschilds and the military-industrial complex of the West actually gives you this technology of their own free will, and the entire population of the planet who go watch movies on television or at movie theaters and actually have got television boxes in their homes which act as Batman's psychotronic generators. All of this technology is now sequestered to turn you into a vampire, and you can become an Edomic king and become the new Jewish banker or Scottish Freemason banker, where all the goodies of the world are given to you, and the bitch, the Jewish banker or Freemason, Scottish Rite Satanist, has to suffer eternally for your godhood and enrichment, not in the afterlife, but in this life. Thank you very much. Bye.